Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church, and if you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor and Mrs. Otero are continuing their period of rest and refreshment in Puerto Vallarta and are planning to be back in church next Sunday. We are grateful that Pastor Tomlinson is ready to step into the pulpit today, teaching from God's Word. Because this is the last Sunday of the month, we will be joined together directly following the service for our monthly fellowship luncheon. Everyone, of course, is invited for good food, great food, and fellowship. All activities normally scheduled on Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed as usual. The Ladies Bible Study Group will meet tomorrow, September 26th, at 7 p.m. here at the church. They will be meeting in the middle trailer. The Wednesday evening prayer service, beginning at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading of from the book of Esther, chapters 4 through 7. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles 29, verse 13. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Brother Olivas will now be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 10, O God, our help in ages past.
Once again, folks, good morning. It's great to see you guys. That rest and refreshment sounds like what we're going to have later on after the service, amen? So once again, page 10, song 10, Our God, Our Help in Ages Past. My faith looks up to thee. Please stand and turn your hymnals to 228, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in you. We rejoice in your divine spirit. We rejoice in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We stand in awe, Lord, that you have looked upon us to give us height, to give us hope, and to give us life, to fill us with your joy, to intercede on our behalf, that though these bodies of sin have been defiled and they defile you, yet you, O Lord, encourage our hearts to turn towards you, that you would strengthen us by your word, and by your spirit, and by your might, to abide by your commandments and to do your will. And I do pray, Father, for your spirit to intercede in the behalf of our loved ones and those that we care for that struggle with the strength of the body. And I pray, we pray for Helen Menig and pray for your spirit to encourage her, for your healing touch to strengthen her. We pray for Don McDowell and for the kidney difficulties that he's challenging, that he's facing, that you would heal him, that you would strengthen him and encourage his heart. Pray for Mary Cassandra's great-granddaughter and the baby that they, as they scoped, they said it didn't have any kidneys. Lord, you can heal and restore that. You can strengthen it, that child, and bless her with life. We lift up to you as well, Judy and Plika. And thank you, Lord, that you have rescued her from the harshness of some of the medication she was on, and that you would continue to strengthen her and bless her with that. And we praise, Lord, we praise you for your gift of life, of wisdom and strength. And Father, we do have our missionaries throughout this world, that we rejoice together with them, that they can bring forth the testimony of your grace into the far reaches of this world. We pray for Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, who have visited us here recently and will be returning home in a little while. Bless them with growth in you. We pray for Eusebia and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, in Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Dante Maruja Rabinas in Iquitos, Peru, and Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. Bless them to bring forth the testimony of your grace, the might and the power of the Word of God, that though they are in areas of challenges and difficulties, that you would fill their churches with people hungering and thirsting for the very words of God. And we also look forward to Jose and Diane Avila being with us next Sunday as we celebrate 29 years of ministry. We lift up to you those missionaries that are local for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, now known as Informed Choices in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Roadways Ministries, Fred and Carol Lewis with the Center for World Missions in Pasadena. Bless them with bringing forth the word of your God in might and in power. We thank you, Lord, as well for your provision of the funds to keep this ministry going, that we don't have to beg and call, but you, Lord, provide. And so for that, Lord, we are thankful and pray for these funds to be used for your divine service and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. I don't know how many times I thought about asking Darlene if the choir would sing that musical rendition of what we just heard, and how beautiful it was. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Deuteronomy. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 235. We will be reading Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 1 through 12. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee out of the land of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificed the first day at even remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, but at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even and the going down of the sun at the season thou camest forth out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go unto thy tents. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work therein. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord thy God with a tribute of a freewill offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord thy God, according as the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite that is within thy gates and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you in the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to place his name there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Blessed is the word of God. Our great Father, we thank you that we can gather here to worship you and to hear the words of Scripture faithfully preached. Bless our teacher and pastor, Pastor Tomlinson, as he comes to bring the very words of life from the Bible, that we may grow in wisdom and knowledge. We know, Father, that the law is just and holy and good, revealing your perfection, and it is our guide. We know that we cannot perfectly keep that law. We are eternally grateful that you have reconciled us to yourself through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and his perfection. Bless us with understanding, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD, especially those who don't know you, that they may also grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, amen.